you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
On this week's Career Talk, we tell you all about a new kind of associate's degree program, the occupational degree. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. There's a new kind of degree program coming to Jamaica to take technical and vocational training to the next level. The occupational degree at the associate's degree level. This degree program was created to offer a wide variety of industry-specific training at the tertiary level. What makes it different is that it's not purely academic in nature, but focuses on applying the knowledge and skills being taught to real-life situations. Chairman of the Joint Committee for Tertiary Education, JCTE, Dr. Cecil Cornwall, says this format will make it easier for students to transition into the world of work.
For example, if a student is doing an occupational associate degree, say in commis chef, the student is not doing maths in isolation. 2 + 2 = 4. That's what we're taught in the classical sense of the traditional education. But when you're doing the occupational associate degree, the maths is applied to your profession. So the student in culinary or the chef is adding, but they're adding ingredients to bake a cake. 2 ounces of fat, 2 ounces of sugar, 2 ounces of flour equates to 6 ounces in terms of ingredient. It's no different from adding 2 + 2, but it's just that it's not isolated as is taught in the classical sense.
Noting that the occupational degree is fully endorsed by the JCTE, Dr. Cornwall adds that the program seeks to marry skills training and tertiary-level teaching techniques.
Now, what occupational degree is doing through the occupational associate degree is bridging the divide. So you, with your hard skills certified at level 2, 3 and above, can now transition over into tertiary institution that has been providing classical traditional education over these years with your level 2, level 3 to earn the occupational associate degree.
The curriculum and areas covered are geared towards meeting labor market demands as well as current growing industries. The degree is also complemented by industry and professional certification.
We have agro-processing, agriculture and production supervision, and that is being offered at the College of Agriculture, Science and Education. Construction site management being offered at Excelsior Community College and Vocational Training Development Institute, Portmore Community College. Also, we're looking at business process outsourcing, fitness management, intermodal transportation, logistics and supply chain management. Allied healthcare with focus on geriatrics, loss adjustment with motor vehicle assessment and valuation, plumbing technology, renewable energy technology, retail sales, restaurant operations, turf grass operations, culinary operations, and also seafood, meat, and poultry fabrication.
Director of the Center for Occupational Studies, Linda Stewart Domans. The center is an agency of the Ministry of Education. Chairman of the Joint Committee for Tertiary Education, JCTE, Dr. Cecil Cornwall, says the program is targeting persons who are not looking to go the traditional route to tertiary education. This has its advantages, especially for persons who struggle to handle college-level math and English.
The occupational degree has a system just like the American system that take them from Foundation 1 English and maths to college level. It is when they get to college level that you really start now the applied maths. If you're doing commis chef, you're going to be doing culinary maths and not maths in essence of college maths where you're adding maths in isolation.
Chairman of the Joint Committee for Tertiary Education, Dr. Cecil Cornwall. For more information about the occupational degree and how you can participate, call the Center for Occupational Studies at 619-7010 or email cos@moey.gov.jm. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.